Hello, and welcome to our special Christmas Eve message. Today's message, Pastor Myron continues in our Advent sermon series titled, Jesus in Our Story. This week's message is titled, Emmanuel, God with Us, from Matthew chapter 1, verses 22 and 23.
One of the wonderful stories of the Christmas season is an animated classic that first aired on TV on December the 9th, 1965. It was initially sponsored by the Coca-Cola company to the tune of $76,000, which was not a lot of money then. And if you're just a little bit older, you may remember some product placement in this Christmas special back in the day. Those product placements in our time have been removed. At the time, this Christmas special, of course, it was met by lots of naysaying. People didn't think it would work for all kinds of reasons. And yet, here we are, 58 years later, and millions upon millions of people, young and old, have watched A Charlie Brown Christmas. I well remember as a kid, looking forward with excited anticipation to the airing of this TV Christmas special. And since those days, I've had the joy of watching it many, many times with my kids and with my grandkids. Now, in a climactic scene, there's the one, the only, Charlie Brown, on stage, standing beside Linus. And Charlie Brown, in some exasperation, asks, "Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?" God's Word, the Bible, in Matthew chapter 1 and verses 22 and 23, has this answer to Charlie Brown's important question. Matthew 1, verses 22 and 23. "All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us." The Lord Jesus, the King from all eternity, he stepped out of glory and into our story. This Lord Jesus, who is conceived in the Virgin Mary by the power of the Spirit of God and was born as Bethlehem's babe. This Lord Jesus, the Christ of Christmas, is Emmanuel, God with us. So what exactly does that mean, and how is Jesus Emmanuel, God with us? Well, for one, Jesus is God with us literally. What does the verse say? The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. In the Bible, John chapter 1 and verse 14 finds the gospel writer adding these words: "The Word," that's the Lord Jesus, "became flesh and made his dwelling among us." Literally, the Lord Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God, moved into our neighborhood. He established his dwelling on our street. That's the idea conveyed by the verse. In other words, our Lord Jesus, in stepping out of glory and into our story at the very first Christmas, he entered fully into the human experience. He took on a body. The Lord Jesus was and is God with skin on his face. That was God incarnate, who came to be God with us in the most literal sense. It means that our Lord Jesus certainly understands, and he understands experientially, the highs and lows, the joys and the sorrows that real people encounter in a real world. That's because the Lord Jesus, fully divine, God of very God, and also fully human, entered 100% into the human experience. The writer to the Hebrew Christians adds these words, Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 15. "This high priest of ours, our Lord Jesus, understands our weaknesses, for he faced all of the same testings we do, yet he did not sin." Patricia Moore was a 26-year-old psychologist, and she decided to take on a very unique sociological experiment. She was curious about what it would be like to be a golden-aged person living in the world in which we live. And so, with the help of a makeup artist from Saturday Night Live and some unique prosthetics and her grandmother's wardrobe, 26-year-old Patricia was transformed into an elderly woman. And what she then did is she visited 16 large cities, 2 Canadian cities, 14 American cities. She wanted to just experience firsthand what it would be like day by day to live as a golden-aged person in our world. And along the way, she experienced the kindnesses of many people. She also encountered many challenges and difficulties just doing regular things in a regular day. On one occasion, she was actually mugged and robbed. So as a golden ager, I mean, that was with costume, Patricia experienced something of what it would like to be a senior living in our world. She chronicled all of her experiences in a book called Disguised. 2,000 years ago, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the King from all eternity, he was born as Bethlehem's babe. He entered into our world, but it was no disguise. That was 100% the real deal. Our Lord Jesus Christ took upon himself a body. He took upon himself flesh. He was and is God incarnate. It means that when we are challenged in life, we can call out to our Lord Jesus in faith, and he understands us. Not only that, as God Almighty, he is able to bring mercy and grace to bear in our lives, to bring the help that's so needful in the moment. The fact that Jesus would be Emmanuel, God with us literally, entering fully into the human experience, means that in our sorrows, our Lord Jesus understands and he identifies. In our grieving, he understands. Not only that, he's able to come alongside us and bring to us his comfort. In our joys, our Lord Jesus, who is God with us, Emmanuel, he amplifies those joys. He brings to us daily strength and direction. As the only Son of God, good, for he is the very incarnate Son of God. So the Lord Jesus Christ is Emmanuel. He's God with us. He's God with us literally. Jesus is also God with us personally. Jesus is God with us personally. Again, the verse says, the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Elsewhere in the Word of God, in John chapter 3, in verses 16 and 70, the scriptures declare, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. The Lord Jesus Christ, who is born to Mary on that first Christmas night, who is God incarnate, God with skin in his face, this Lord Jesus Christ came into this world for each and every one of us in a profoundly personal way. He came to this world to be for us the one alone who could rescue us, who could deliver us, who is the King from all eternity, could save us from our sins. He came with a heart filled of love for each of us to have this ministry to us in a deeply personal way. During his earthly life and ministry, our Lord Jesus Christ lived a perfect life. Imagine someone never once saying the wrong thing, never once doing the wrong thing, never once thinking the wrong thing. Imagine someone never once missing the opportunity to do, say, or think the right thing. That was our Lord Jesus Christ during his earthly ministry. We, on the other hand, are sinners who fall woefully short of the glory of God. But the Lord Jesus Christ, who is God's most powerful and profound expression of love personally for each of us, he came into this world, he lived perfectly, and then, some 33 years after his birth, the Lord Jesus, out of love for us, willingly gave himself to death on the cross to pay for our sins, to purchase our freedom and our salvation, so that all who in simple and sincere faith admit their need, their sins, and turn in faith to Jesus, believing that he died and rose for us as their only Savior, as their only Lord and gracious leader of their lives, are forgiven, given the free gift of forever life, and restored to relationship as daughters and sons of Most High God. And this personal love of God for us in Christ Jesus again is so transformational that by God's grace, when we simply choose to receive Jesus by faith, we're changed for time and for forever. It was a snowy December late afternoon, and a little girl was waiting excitedly for her dad to come home from work. She had a lot of ideas as to what her and daddy would do once he got home from work. But when dad walked into the house, it had been an exhausting day, and he wanted nothing more than to catch a nap before the family gathered for supper. The little lady, however, was not going to take no for an answer. She had different ideas. While dad was trying to nap, she was crawling all over him and suggesting all kinds of things that they could do together. At some point, in a little frustration, dad grabbed a magazine off the stand beside the easy chair, tore a page upon which was a picture of the world, and he tore it into a bunch of pieces, handed it to his little daughter along with a roll of tape, and said, "Sweetheart, go and put the world back together." Dad was quite sure that his little lady, who didn't know how to spell the word geography, would be occupied for enough time so that he could catch the nap that he so wanted to catch. Well, dad had barely become drowsy when his daughter was back, proclaiming with joy and pride that she had put the world back together. He was astonished. He said, "Sweetheart, how did you manage to put the world back together so quickly?" And she said, "Well, Daddy, there was a picture of a person on the other side of the world. And once I put the person back together, the world was okay too." One day, God the Father looked down upon this planet, shattered into a million pieces by the deadly hammer of sin. And Almighty God loved this world. And he loved this world in the form of a tiny baby, the Lord Jesus Christ, who could make all things new. Friends, Jesus puts our world back together by putting us back together. This Advent, we've talked about Jesus who stepped into glory and into our story. My question for each of us on this Christmas Eve 2023 is this: have you intentionally, by a faith decision, chosen to invite Jesus into your story? Amen.
Thank you for joining us for our weekly message. Jesus is God with us, literally and personally. Do you know him? Jesus' birth brings hope, peace, joy, and love. Thank you to God the Father by showing us his great love by sending Jesus into the world to ultimately be our Savior. If you're experiencing challenges or hardships this Christmas season and would like prayer for anything going on in your life, or if you'd like to learn more about how to invite Jesus into your story and begin a relationship with Jesus, please email help@hhachurch.com. That's help, H-E-L-P, at H for Harvest, H for Hills, A for Lions, Church, C-H-U-R-C-H.com. We'd love to talk with you, to pray with you, and help you find the love that is available to us in and through Christ Jesus. Now these words from 1 Timothy 1:17, all honor and glory to God forever and ever. He is the eternal King, the unseen one who never dies. He alone is God. Amen. May God bless you as you go into the remainder of your day to be the hands, feet, and voice of Jesus.